Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Nice to see you. To see you, nice everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Will Erik ten Hag turn things around at Brentford? And Chelsea will host Spurs this weekend. It's Friday, 12th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Vidushan Hantaraja.
Oi, 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 it's Friday, everybody. Before we get going, though, a reminder of some exciting news here at Ramble HQ. We're hosting a watch-along of Chelsea versus Liverpool. Oh, what a meaty meeting between two big boys in the Premier League. It's happening on the 18th of September for our friends of the Ramble Patreon. Sign up for $10 a month now, and you'll get access to tickets when they come out next week. You'll also get all our shows completely ad-free, delivered to your very own Patreon feed on your podcast app, bonus episodes, and a video of every month Ramble show. Just head over to patreon.com/footballramble. That's patreon.com/footballramble to sign up. Righto! Friday begins now, everybody. Jim, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
I am looking forward to seeing the sort of unofficial clash that's already begun between Erling Haaland and Alexander Mitrovic to see who can continue the sort of scoring run. I know Pascal Gross has already got two goals as well, but let's be honest, he's less likely to keep up the pace than those two. And they all said Mitro could only do it in the Championship, but he made them mugs of them all. Of us all.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, Jim. For 1 week.
He has got double figures in the Premier League before. Peter, what are you looking forward to on the weekend?
I'm looking forward to Martin Braithwaite driving through the crowds at the New Camp with a really expensive GTO Ferrari from the 60s.
Right.
That he's done up. Diamante Fuzzy Dice.
Yeah.
And playing the Shane McMahon Money, 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 Money music from his entrance.
As he sort of drives off.
He drives through.
Oh, when he's
through the crowds, that's saying, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is the age of the footballer that won't relinquish their contracts. They won't sort of tear up their own contracts. Mm-hmm. Because why the fuck would you? You've got an agreement with the club.
Yeah.
The player power here, I'm very much a part of. Mm. And I'm just very much enjoying fans getting very upset because players won't move on.
Do you think this is...
anything on this, Jim? Had a few times with you lately.
Real Madrid fans will be going, you see Barcelona, you see what it's like. Yeah. And he hasn't scored any goals in Champions League finals. Or when you're saying he's driving, will he drive the little car that gets onto the pitch, maybe?
Well, that's not good. You need to show that you're successful. Yeah. I mean, driving a tiny car... Uh-huh. I know N'Golo Kanté is he's a humble man and he drives a Mini, but like I just I think it's important to show that you've got a really expensive car.
All right,
and you've paid for it, guys.
He could make a bigger car out of the smaller cars, couldn't he?
What, like a big car? Yes.
Okay.
Also, I feel like Winston Bogard walked so that Martin Brathwaite could run.
Drive.
Sorry, they could drive on the pitch. Yeah,
well played. Vish.
I'm looking forward to something that's also Barcelona related. They touched it on OTC yesterday. The fact that if Andreas Christensen and Francesi aren't registered by the weekend, if they choose to, they can leave for free. And I'm looking forward to the Premier League teams getting together, because they're the only ones with any money in the current climate, and saying to each other, look, let's not put in a bid for Frenkie de Jong or any of the players. Let's watch them go under, get a couple of their players free, and see what happens. Yes. And I like the way that everyone joins on Zoom. United's connection is a bit botched, and they actually put in a bid
by accident
for the wrong player, and get Martin Brathwaite's Power Ranger car instead.
Yeah, and inadvertently save Barcelona.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a mad story, and I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing. Obviously, as I said before, they would have to choose to leave and you know, like, actually cash in that loophole within the La Liga rulings. But I'm interested to see. I'm like waiting for until, you know, the big
the
nuclear clock
down,
strikes.
It's a little bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You can walk away now or you can go on and actually make a bit of cash.
Yeah.
It's not that much like it.
I don't know. There's a lot of coughing.
Where's Chris Tarrant? Or Jeremy
Where's
Clarkson?
Chris is he doing it now?
Clarkson's in the car.
Clarkson's in the car,
now.
Yes.
I'm back on
driving,
board.
Yeah,
I'm back
complaining
on board.
About the performance.
Is that starting a reasonably priced amalgamation of little cars?
Oh, dear. Gentlemen, we're all looking forward to all of that, of course. Yep. Vish, are you looking forward to seeing Manchester United away at Brentford? It's happening.
Who put this in the running order? He's going to do a clerks in the minute, slap a producer.
Well, it's happening. 5:30
he would hate
on
me,
Saturday.
Sorry.
At least you've got quite a bit of the day to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to ruin your Saturday until tea time.
Right, yeah, it won't ruin your
have
Saturday
a nice
afternoon.
Go out and have a nice lunch.
It's all about the lunchtime for you, baby.
If I start early enough, I'd be passed out by 5:30.
Yeah,
that's the spirit.
That could be something.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it because it's, you know, it's where I grew up. It feels like a bit of a me derby.
Yes. you often claim sort of Brentford and QPR, and then you don't really, you know, then you go, oh, but, you know, I like the big club most. You know.
It really does depend who's on the up, yeah. And for a while, it didn't have to move through the 90s and 2000s. But no, cards on the table. I am looking forward to it because it'll be a good game. I'm quite interested to see the reaction that Eriksen will get because, you know, it will be good. And I'm very interested to see what Manchester United have been doing over the last week because it feels like, you know, you can always perceive a club in disarray because of the noises on the outside and because of all the transfer rattlings, you kind of think, oh, you know, have they been distracted? And obviously they haven't been because, you know, the players aren't that concerned about that. Mm. The manager isn't necessarily either. But he's been quite tetchy already, Ten Hag, and I wonder how that manifests itself. You know, sometimes you see new managers come in and they start badly and they're like, right, I'm going to immediately put my foot down here and you're not playing anymore. You're going off somewhere. There's obviously rumours about Marcus Rashford moving to PSG. And I'd be interested to see off the back of that how they perform on the field because, you know, Anthony Martial's still a doubt, so they still might have a proper front man in the middle of that three. So there were a lot of queries that won't necessarily be ironed out, but can they put together a decent performance? That would be interesting to see. And I doubt it.
Jim, last time we talked about Manchester United, Luke said he felt a bit sad for them. He remembered how good they are and so on. Now, as an Arsenal fan, Arsenal have sort of, they're not a banter club anymore, really, you would say?
I don't think that's for me to say.
Okay, well, they're certainly emerging.
I'm delighted to hear you say it.
well, they're kind of emerging a little bit from that, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? The modern era, though, things just, someone has to be one. Do you know what I mean? There's a surplus of cry laugh emojis.
Yes.
And they need to go somewhere.
Are Manchester United a banter club now?
See, this is exactly the same issue. They've lost one game. They've lost the opening game of the season. They haven't done their transfer
dealings.
Remember last season,
though? Last season? Yeah, they were a bit. Yeah. They've sort of carried on, haven't they? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That game last week. See what you're saying.
Wasn't in isolation.
Not being birthed out of an egg a week ago.
Look, let's hear Jim out.
I just find the banter club thing a bit tedious.
Why is that then, Jim?
No, I'm saying
you know as well as anyone.
You can deflect this onto another.
I know.
Your old rivals,
but it's all the same thing, isn't it? It's a bit annoying. That said, the striker situation is strange, really, really strange. The Marko Arnautovic thing being linked with Icardi now, which is we all want to see Wonder in the Premier League. Let's be honest. It's less to do with him than it is. Vish is looking at me in a way that says we don't all want to see her here.
Let's hear Jim out, Vish, as you just said.
It's just like United's transfer dealings are just from watching like Channel E.
It does feel a bit like that, doesn't
it?
Do
you not think that it's kind of like weird? Like, I think in the piece about Marko Arnautovic, you said that it got abandoned because of, or in part because of because of ex-Man United players coming out and complaining that it wasn't a good idea. I'm like, surely every Manchester United player has been in the press and they're out of puff.
Which ex-Man United players? Is it Odion Ighalo? This is a disgrace.
It's Ryan Tunnicliffe. never played for Man United.
Come on. Arnautovic isn't good. They did bid for him, though. This is the
did
thing.
They? That's good.
They did bid and it was turned down. And then, as you say, fans and former Manchester United players contacted the club to express concerns about the potential transfer. I mean, it's a bit of a slap in the face from Marko Arnautovic, but the Bologna sporting director, Marco De Vaio, has said that Arnautovic is priceless, so it didn't matter what they bid. It wouldn't have happened. But what about Adrian Rabiot from Juventus?
Yeah.
Now, there are quotes from our very own Andy Brassel in the press talking up Rabiot. The only snag seems to be his wage demands, because his mother, who's also his agent, has been demanding more money. And according to Brassel, she drives a very hard bargain. What do you think of this transfer or potential transfer, Rabiot from Juventus? Do you feel, Jim, that this is a case of, all right, we need that little piece of the puzzle and then it will get solved?
Maybe, because, I mean, the issue with Man United for a long time has been, or certainly the perception has been, that Fred and McTominay just don't offer you enough in midfield. So they're doing something to try and address that. And Rabiot, potentially, he's had a bit of a rough time at Juventus, but he's clearly a player with a lot of talent. He just needs an environment where it's actually going to work. Man United right now don't feel like that environment, do they? But you never know. I mean, Ten Hag's obviously, it's very easy to judge him on one game when the window isn't even shut, but he'll have a plan there.
What's Rabiot's mum actually done? Like, she got shouty during an international or something.
Yeah, with Mbappe's family.
How many? I'm just interested to see like how poorly she is served as a player's agent in the press compared to fucking,
George
Neymar's Mendes dad. You know, everyone else's fucking dad who's their agent. You know what I mean?
Neymar's dad got his column inches, and they weren't particularly.
It's probably a bad example, but there are a lot of players who their dad is their agent and they don't necessarily get treated in exactly the same way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think this is nothing new. I mean, Nicolas Anelka's brothers, they got a hard time, and Nicolas Anelka, he was nicknamed Le Sulk, wasn't he, and all this sort of stuff. The trouble is you just don't know what's true and what isn't. I mean, I don't think there's any problem, a player and a player's agent who happens to his mother in this case to basically say, no, this is what we value him. We know you can pay the money because you will ditch him straight away if he's suddenly surplus to requirements or doesn't fit in or whatever.
If you're moving to Manchester United right now, you would want danger money. Jesus Christ, who's tying yourself down to that?
Exactly.
Runaway train of silliness.
I'm trying to think of what my mum would do in that situation. Yeah. And I think she'd go in there and be like, look, he's so lazy. He doesn't call us back. You wouldn't want him. Mm-hmm. We've got a younger son. He's a bit better. Yeah. Take him instead.
Exactly. There we are, you see. So we shall see what happens there. But I think it would be quite interesting if they got him, of course. But you mentioned earlier, Vish, that PSG are reportedly eyeing up Marcus Rashford as a long-term Lionel Messi replacement.
That's unfair, isn't it? I mean, that's unfair reporting.
because it's literally like... Like physically, Messi will leave and we have a space for someone to play further forward, and we would like that to be Marcus Rashford. Rather than thinking one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest player of all time, is leaving, we are going to bring in Marcus Rashford as the greatest player of all time.
Oh, blimey. Well, but what about Brentford, though? They had a spirited comeback against Leicester City. Vish, do you think that Brentford, they're on for another impressive season, maybe?
I think so, but I only say that based on, the league and the fact that on paper, you'd say there are three worst sides in the league.
Do you know what? I think this season...
Given like, how they did last season.
Well, compared to last season, and bearing in mind Steve Bruce was in charge of Newcastle last season, I just thought to myself, there's a bit of dross there. It was quite obvious that Norwich were going to struggle.
Yeah.
You know, Newcastle, as I say, under Bruce, were always going to struggle. But that's those times have gone now. But I look at the league this season and I think, actually, there's a lot of quality in there. I think it's actually quite difficult to predict three teams that are going to go down.
And certainly now, after Fulham and Bournemouth won their opening games.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Fulham drew.
Yeah. They didn't lose their opening games. If there is a sense that, even after a week, maybe it's quite strong.
Maybe no one will go down. Maybe it'll be that good.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's some sort of MLS.
You know what, lads? We've had a chat and you've all done so bloody good.
I see they're saying that Damsgaard guy just ruined this Ericsson. Let's get a Dane in.
Yeah. what Pete says there, I think that's been really interesting considering how important Ericsson was into their rejuvenation of the back half of last season that kept him in the league, essentially.
Yeah.
I think... just from what people have reported about Brentford over the summer, they knew they weren't going to keep hold of Ericsson, so they just they used the summer wisely and worked out how are we going to play slightly differently now, and I think we saw it more, when they came back against Leicester because they were a bit more direct, in part because they had to be because they had nothing to lose, they were 2-0 down, and it seemed to work really well for them. So they're going to get the atmosphere on Saturday. I think the atmosphere is going to be brilliant. They're going to rush United from the start. Mm-hmm.
And there's loads of pressure on Manchester United.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's a great time to play them.
Like the thought of them being
over
rushed.
The last 3 years.
You're going to rush United. It's going to be a lot of bundles.
Yeah.
Oh, willies.
A lot of wedgies.
It's going to be great.
Peanutting.
on Sunday afternoon, it is the thigh rubber of the weekend, Pete Donaldson. It's Chelsea versus Tottenham Hotspur.
Is this a thigh rubber? Because Spurs are always fucking atrocious with Chelsea. I don't think they've won in like 3 seasons, have they?
It's also not the climate to be rubbing your thighs.
No, good God, that'd take the airs off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And it is the thigh rubber of the week, and there's no doubt about this. Right. This is the biggest meeting in the Premier League thus far.
Some people don't want their thighs rubbed. I don't want my thighs rubbed, like Vish said.
Unless
you do it yourself, otherwise it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is the pool jumping into, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Not Fulham is, clearly, because...
No, it's not yet. It's not finished yet.
When's it finished?
I don't know, but it's not finished yet. Oh,
that's disgraceful, actually.
Yeah.
Not finished ahead of the new Premier League season.
I know.
You need to have a word with them.
Didn't they make
there?
One in the same part of London that's in the sky, like between two
they did.
Towers?
Yeah.
They're a closet because of the glass shattered or something.
There we are. You see,
did it shatter?
I think it did, something went wrong with it.
Suddenly it's a flume. well, they learned lessons from there. But Chelsea, they obviously beat Frank Lampard's Everton on the opening day. Mm. Do you know, they're thought to be close to reaching an agreement for Frankie de Jong.
Yeah, it's the transfer policy of just kind of follow what everyone else does.
It's shades of John Obi Mikel. But this time
that's
they
less controversial.
This was a much easier one to pinch for Manchester United, though.
Yeah, the whole saga must have been quite frustrating, Fish, because he didn't seem to want to leave Barcelona. But he also separately didn't seem to want to play for Man United.
That's the
those
crucial
two
bit.
Things were also very much independent of each other.
I think he's up for leaving, but it was the bit. I mean, Gary Neville said if Manchester United don't get him, it's embarrassing. But if he goes to Chelsea, it's horrific.
Does he help when he says stuff like that? I know it's not his job to help.
He's articulating what a lot of people are thinking, and B, what a lot of Manchester United fans. Well, most of the some of the Manchester United fans. Don't want to admit. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily have a problem with it. It is obviously, quite robust language he's using, but I do see what he's saying because United kind of alerted everyone to the fact that he was available. And in this instance, I think they've been played again by the players' representatives where it's like, right, we've got a real no risk, put everyone on red alert here by getting Manchester United involved. And then naturally he's a good player. Other people are going to get interested as well.
Yeah. I think De Jong would improve any side, really. I'm surprised actually that more clubs have not been after him, but there we are.
Do you not think this is also conducive to how odd Chelsea's window has been? And it feels more governed by the new owner than it does by Thomas Tuchel.
Are you basing Chelsea's window being odd in that they're apparently putting together a bid for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang?
Just, it seems a bit distorted, doesn't it? Like, I looked at this fixture coming up and I thought, it's basically the battle between two different transfer strategies over the weekend, in that you've got... a team who were like, it was almost like he was a politician who made some promises, is now in office and trying to deliver on the most deliverable promises. And you've got someone in a team in Spurs who are now like abiding by Conte and like getting the players in that are going to improve his first team immediately. And you can see where everyone fits in there. Mm-hmm. And it's less clear where, you know, certain players fit in on the other side.
So you're looking at... Koulibaly is a good transfer. Yeah, it's a good signing. Yeah. Cucurella, you're thinking, is that a bit strange? But
it's a squad game.
Okay,
might have overpaid, but you know that essentially becomes irrelevant once we're on the pitch. That's a good signing.
But Raheem Sterling, is that what you're pinpointing there, thinking where does he fit in, what happens there?
Sort of, especially when you consider the fact that they weren't really struggling for wide players. I know he gives them a different dimension, but I think it's more also how the players who are already there fit into it all with these new players. But
yeah. In among all this, I totally passed me by that Timo Werner's gone back to RB Leipzig.
He has, yeah. So it's quite a big change for Chelsea, isn't it?
Got his Champions League winners medal.
He did, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's a lovely old job, isn't it?
Back to play some Rasbullen.
Absolutely right, yeah. I'm intrigued to see what kind of season Sterling's going to have at Chelsea. I hope it's very good, of course, but it'd be interesting. In terms of Tottenham Hotspur, Antonio Conte has reportedly banished four players from Tottenham first team training.
He prefers to kill them.
That remains to be seen. We'll assume not, but Ndombele, Lo Celso, Reguilon, and poor little old Harry Winks, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good sign, though, because he's just like a couple of years ago, Spurs just keep all these players and just sort of go, well, they might come on and do a job.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, it's the Dele Alli thing, isn't it? He might come on and do a job. Mm-hmm. Let's just get rid. So, let's just get rid and focus on the players who give me an 8 out of 10 every week.
How many of them is Frank Lampard going to sign for big money?
It'll be Winks. It'll be Harry fucking Winks, because his head works like yours.
And go on, Ed, explain that more.
I think we all know why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's looking at one column alongside those players.
And he's looking for the word Eng. I like this match. I think if Spurs actually go for it this time, because they do just try and sort of hang back and contain Chelsea a little bit when they're playing, and that's why they've not won for 5 seasons. I've just increased it every time. 20 seasons. The entire Premier League era, they've never won against Chelsea.
And we don't need to back this up with facts.
No,
exactly.
Why?
Don't bother.
It's not what we're
us.
Here for. It's not what I'm here for anyway.
Feelings don't care about your facts.
Exactly.
No, exactly. But go on then, Peter. Let's have a prediction. Presumably a Chelsea win then.
I think it's going to be...
For the first time ever,
I think it's gonna be
Spurs
2-1.
Are going to beat Chelsea.
I think it's going to be 2-1.
Two
Spurs.
Whoa!
There we go.
How about that?
And it'll
be the first
steal.
Time that fixture has ever finished 2-1 as well.
The first time in their 102-year history, whatever it is.
I think this is the first time that Spurs are actually going to turn up and play Chelsea.
I think it is,
They've never
met each other before.
No, because Spurs are always hiding. Scared to go outside. Mum, at Chelsea outside, yeah, there's loads of curtains.
I've got a paper on later. Can you come with me?
But anyway, chaps, talking of sort of weird and wonderful signings, Everton have signed Connor Cody on loan. To see him not in a Wolves kit will be strange.
Will be. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a like diehard Liverpool fan as well, isn't he?
He's going to work from the inside.
Is he, though? But on Twitter, everyone mocks up these things of here he is in an Everton kit, here he is in a Liverpool kit, here he is in a Tranmere Rovers kit. You don't get that one, do you?
Here's Berbatov in a Newcastle kit. We didn't see any of him, did we?
No, exactly.
Bastard.
Bastard. I know what you mean, but he is a scouser, Jim, and he'll be among his people. Which is the main thing.
Friendly derby, remember, as well. So it doesn't matter who you play for, actually.
Incredibly friendly derby. No, but I think that's actually a decent signing, Fish. Do you not think?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, with Godfrey's injury last weekend and the fact that, you know, Holgate isn't first-team standard, I don't think, for the Premier League. And also, like, you know, there's a World Cup on the horizon and Cody wasn't playing. So I think both teams get something out of this.
So going into Qatar, Keane and Cody at the back for England?
I was going to say, why not? No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Why not? They get used to playing with Pickford. Yeah. Get Dele Alli back in there.
Why do
Leighton
you
talk
Baines, like this?
Maybe.
Why do you
get Leighton Baines
like
back in there?
Baines, he must still be on the books at Everton.
Yeah, probably.
He's still doing his music blog on the website.
I would say so. David Unsworth, is he still knocking about? He can take the penalties. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with this?
Yeah, going to get Danny Calamari back as well.
There we go.
Before he played for Jamaica.
Is it not quite a bad sign that Cody wanted to move because he just felt like he just wasn't going to get a starting berth? And, you know, you always want to play every match, but it's kind of like you've gone on loan to Everton and they're a crazy club anyway. You may not play.
he will play.
I know he will play, but like
he has to play. Like that's what I mean. Play. That's what I think. That's,
they need right. Okay.
I think. Yeah. Do you
where
want
can
minutes?
I go? Where
you
they
will
just
get
need...
them. Yeah. You will, absolutely. You
we fucking lose
minutes.
Every week.
We've got loads of minutes.
You will. You lose every
minutes
week,
all but... over the gap. It's like a bloody Frank Lampard in you know mobile phone sales. You've got unlimited minutes.
What is Frankie de minutes?
It's that thing of like sometimes it's not good to start every game. Like someone yeah.
Depends what the game is, isn't it? Yeah.
Someone described me a couple of years ago, someone who's always up for a drink. And I was like, that's not a compliment, is it? That
is not a compliment. He's watched every minute of the Police Academy series. Yeah. Has he? Good.
He's
ask him about Mrs. Brown's voice. He's seen every episode. He's been there for all of them.
Oh, dear. Is that what your employers would say? What's Fish like?
he's always up for a drink.
What about the quality of his work? Oh, well. They've also signed Amadou Onana, which was, if I'm honest, that caught my eye less than Connor Cody, for reasons already stated. They go to Aston Villa for the early kickoff on Saturday. It's Lampard versus Gerrard again, everybody.
Oh, good stuff.
How about that, eh? Mm. Lovely, lovely. Right.
Did this happen last season?
I must have done.
Okay.
Because they were both managing in the league.
Yeah, but he only got a little time, didn't he?
Just a little bit of time.
Just a little bit of time.
Right, if you're going to ask a question, come up with the fact.
Yeah. I'm asking you. Who? Right, I can't ask myself.
If
I ask myself, I won't know. Well, that's why I'm asking. I've asked myself.
Yeah.
I've asked one person in the room. I've asked myself whether Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard faced off in the Premier League.
Yeah, they did.
On the left or the right, dog. I don't know.
And you seem to say a version of, well, don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. Like, this is some sort of, like, self-help seminar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help. Yeah. I'm trying to help as well. By the way,
And do a question the rest of this fucking podcast, Sunshine.
All right.
I'm going to be waiting.
Okay.
I'm going to be circling like a shark.
What's your middle name, Peter?
I don't have one.
But does Tom Griff have one? We don't know. But he got in touch with us on Twitter. He said he wanted to update us on some big news coming out of League One this week. Now, on Monday, we discussed the referee that did his best Mike Dean impression, if you recall, while sending off Shrewsbury Town defender Tom Flanagan. And that was the one where he gave him one yellow for the push, one yellow for dissent, and that's a red. See you later. Do you remember this?
Wonderfully theatrical.
That. Yes, Luke was very upset and sort of thought it was a terrible display of arrogance. I quite liked it. So there we are. Well, apparently, again, Luke Moore will have the last laugh because Tom Flanagan has since had one of his yellow cards rescinded and his suspension has been lifted because of a successful claim of mistaken identity. One of Flanagan's yellow cards has instead been transferred to the goalkeeper, Marco Mariossi, who is believed to have been the offending player.
I mean, so
the
referee, a different kit.
The goalkeeper.
He's got gloves
on. He's in
that.
Yellow.
Yeah. He's wearing gloves in the hottest day of the year, you idiot.
So, yeah, that referee may get the odd chant or two wherever he's going to be refereeing. If indeed he is, he might have been taken off.
Might be absolutely shit canned, yeah.
Yeah, shit canned. Yeah. Okay, everybody.
I mean, I guess the see you later still counts because he didn't see him again. Because the referee just goes home after a while. If he has to turn up on his doorstep and go, and that's rescinded. Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing.
And that's going back in the pock.
Off I pop.
Bye bye.
Indeed. Well, get in touch, show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble if you've got any kind of nonsense like that. All right, let's shit can this first half.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all you're getting.
Oh, my goodness.
It is tremendous. It's tremendous. I'm going to get the window here. It's not Jermaine Defoe.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble. Of course, Jermaine Defoe's returned to Spurs, hasn't he?
He has, yes.
That's nice, isn't it? As a coach, we should say, he's not still playing. Jim, Arsenal versus Leicester City.
Yes.
Saturday at 3 p.m.
Going to be there.
You're going to be there with that guy Vish. The big question, of course, Arsenal, you know, all or nothing is on Amazon Prime at the moment. We're enjoying it. How will Mikel Arteta motivate his team this weekend? Because it emerged in the latest All or Nothing episode that he displayed a tweet from Ivan Toney to try and help motivate his players when they played Brentford. Of course, they won that game 2-1. But apparently Toney tweeted, this was in the game, first day of the season last year where Brentford took Arsenal apart. Toney tweeted, nice kickabout with the boys, which was a bit disrespectful.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, don't send them to Twitter, though, because they're going to say all the Captain Scarlet memes, aren't they? They don't want to respect you anymore. Captain Black, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I like that, though. We always wonder, you know, whether coaches use that sort of stuff as motivation, and clearly in this case they do. So I imagine just a big picture of Jamie Vardy will be enough.
Like, true enough.
He wants to mug you all off personally.
Exactly.
Don't let him do it.
Well, will he continue to... I know some people won't have seen this on All or Nothing. Some people will. But will he continue to use the drawing of the brain hand in hand with the heart and the little smiley faces?
I would think they're fully animated
right
by now.
I'll be honest with you, right? So I was a bit like, I think on the Ramble WhatsApp group, you guys were a couple of episodes ahead of me. I hadn't seen them. And they were talking about Mikel Arteta. He's a little bit sort of David Brent-y.
I don't like when the smoke turns up.
The smoke. Oh, I see. Oh, right.
No lost reference.
Is there a new Pope arriving? you were saying is he a bit Brent? Is he a bit, and I watched the first sort of couple of episodes. I was like, he seems fine. I think this is a bit harsh. And then when he unveils that drawing,
right,
because he likes to draw, doesn't he?
He does like drawing. That's been the biggest surprise for me.
That is quite odd.
Surprising Tony Hart element to his management. Pep meets Tony Hart was not what I was expecting.
Well, Arteta attacked Jim.
Yes.
Nice.
Go out and give me the big Arteta.
I mean, to be fair, though, he did have open heart surgery when he was a kid.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, is he sort of saying, that's what they did? They put my brain in my heart.
They hold hands in my body, up my spine.
This is how the doctor explained it to me anyway, honestly, as a toddler.
To describe the picture, so he's kind of drawing and you can't see what he's drawing. And he's saying, guys, this is it. This is the passion. You need the passion and the heart, but you need the intelligence and the brain and da-da-da-da. And this is what makes the crowd, like, really like it. And it then pans back and you see, like, this little brain with, like, little stick legs and stick arms and the heart the same. Both have little smiley faces. They're hand in hand.
This is an affront to the Lord!
And in between them, there's an Arsenal fan with a scarf raising it all.
That's
happy.
Me.
Yeah, that's you.
That's you, yeah.
Make Jim happy.
Does he think...
I honestly did one of those lols.
Does Arteta think he's Krang from Ghostbusters?
Ninja Turtles, yeah. In the belly of the big guy.
It's but like I think Luke.
What did you think of it?
Luke touched on it in the group, and it's like I don't think people realise how mental football makes you.
Yeah.
It really makes you access areas.
The pressure is mad.
Yeah, and you end up doing things like that.
I know. It's extraordinary, but all the players seem to be responding. I mean, obviously they missed out on the Champions League last season, but he's certainly got the club going, and in a way it really needed to bloody happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Going in the right direction.
Like, the brain looks like a fucking lettuce as well. It's just so, and the heart looks like a bum.
Yeah,
it's just good stuff all around. Why are they smiling? Why is the brain winking? Why have they only got tiny feet?
I think those are both really cute, actually.
Yeah,
yeah. I
think his face next to it. Yes. You understand?
I think they should sell
Nuno
them.
Nuno Tavares. So sorry, but where am I meant to stand?
Yeah, no wonder he got bombed out. Yeah. He's like, well, the brain and the heart.
Pierre, why are you always late for meetings? Have you seen what he's doing?
Yeah. There's a picture like Pep Guardiola with his fucking, his tactics kind of board. And like, he's really angry going, and then you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, and then you score. And Arteta's going, brain, heart.
No, Arteta is a bit like Guardiola. You can see how he's learned a lot from him.
He's clearly just mixing it up, isn't he?
Yeah. I like it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely right, yeah. Well, look, Arsenal, you know, they won against Crystal Palace, against the expectations of Andy Brassard and Luke Moore. So they've started well. Now you've had some good signings, Jim.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it all?
Very good. Very, very good. Most positive I've felt in a long time. I think we probably need to get a few more people out and then a few more in just to really sort of tighten up the squad. And clearly the club want to do that. The Tielemans thing is unusual. I feel like if we were going to sign him, we might have done so by now. But I do think there'll be
ahead
another...
of the Leicester game.
Absolutely. I think there will be probably another couple coming in. But it's the balance in the team and the seeming attitude around the team seems great. They seem up for it. They seem excited. Mm-hmm. And it just feels really good.
It feels really, really good.
It feels like the personality of the players you brought in. I was speaking specifically about Jesus and Zinchenko are like exactly what
absolutely,
you need.
Yeah.
None of this like, oh, I wonder what he's like. I wonder if he'll take on more responsibility. They both come from, you know, a team that has won a lot under a manager who's demanded a lot of them and now want to express themselves while also holding on to that responsibility.
I agree. Yeah. And I think Jesus, I think he'll score a lot of goals this season. I think it'll work out. But we would be in danger, though, if he doesn't start scoring early on, of the old, we got a lot in pre-season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that sort of... And we mentioned Jermaine Defoe earlier, and he could have a bit of that, but then he would come good. You know, I'm just concerned, Jim. That's all. I'm flagging it now. I don't want to hear talk about pre-season goals from you.
Mm-hmm. What I would say about Arsenal's start to the season as well, you know, we joked, like, it's obviously a shitty phrase, but, you know, the banter club thing. I think one of the things that's helped, because you'd think they'd been ripe for ridicule with the heart and the lettuce head.
Yeah.
But because of what's happening at Manchester United...
I just want to see it on banners at the stadium. Come on.
But because of what's happening elsewhere, it feels like they're... And because they've made actually quite astute signings, it's kind of dampened that down, I think.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Which is why that was just a nice welcome return.
Yeah, it was.
If you see what I mean. Even though it was obviously last season. But I like Arteta. I think he's handled himself very, very well. And Arsenal will be, of course, favourites for this one. But all this kind of stuff, I mean, what's Brother Brendy cooking up for Leicester City now?
They're having a funny one, aren't they?
They are having a funny one. And I don't think they've made any signings.
They haven't made any signings.
Yeah,
it's really strange.
And I mean, the players, obviously, Kasper Schmeichel's gone off to Nice, which Kasper Schmeichel's a lot older than I realised.
Yeah.
You know, I still thought, is he 28? No, no.
Time. So like Nuts Carlton is 29 or something. It's like, how did that happen?
Yeah. Some people you think it's time to stand still for.
Yeah.
Sean Wright Phillips would be another one. Theo Walcott, you know.
Come on, Kasper, let's make a kid. Come on. Come on, let's have another goalkeeper.
Yeah. So I think that Leicester, if I was a Leicester fan, I'd be very, very... Well, I'm not very concerned, but again, the lack of signings, what happened last season wasn't brilliant. Obviously, they had a good run in Europe. Shame how it ended, but, you know, Mourinho will do that to you. Mm. I'm not sure what I kind of make about what they're doing. But talking about pre-season goals, did you hear that it was revealed during Leicester's pre-season tour in France that old Brother Brendy took his players on a glacier walk up Mont Blanc in an attempt to, as he put it, take them out of their comfort zone? And on the experience, Rogers said, I think they all enjoyed it. Vards likes to prey on the vulnerable. And and on the cable car, there were a few screams.
That sounds like he's climbing around it on the outside.
In a Spider-Man outfit.
With a dagger in his hand, threatening to like cut one of the cords.
It's just like, why would you? You've got so much difficult stuff ahead of you, Brendan Rogers. Why are you taking your team up a fucking mountain?
Yep.
It's like a big fucking school trip. Who's got an inhaler? Johnny Evans, where's your packed lunch?
But it's
Jamie, yes. Crampons does sound like tampons. Very funny, yeah. Good. Brilliant.
Yuri, why have you eaten all the Kendall mint cake?
That was supposed to last all of us. Greasy sugar.
Brendan Rogers said, you know, when you're going up, it's high. That tends to be the case. The whole thing around it was this season can be a tough season for us, but if you're going to achieve and get to the highest point you can...
Just say that.
Just say it. Draw it on the board like Arteta. No,
you've got an envelope here. In it are the names of those we'll eat first.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But it does seem like a sort of emergency bonding trip. before the season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Which alarms are surely ringing there.
But for me, you're kind of up the mountain. Is this some sort of fitness thing? You get to the top of the mountain and he goes, you know, if you're going to achieve, you've got to get to the highest point. You know, you're going to have to go through these. Like, I'll piss off.
But also, when you get up there, like, this is the highest point in the world. No, not quite in the world. Not even in this continent, to be fair.
Not even this mountain range.
Yeah. It's actually probably around mid-table.
It's the ninth highest point in France or wherever he went.
Honestly, we thought about going right to the top, but we couldn't quite make it. We didn't think some of you were up for it anyway.
Yeah. Kasper Schmeichel's at the bottom, sea level in Nice. Oh, dearie me. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him, I say.
Good luck to him, yeah. I say. Jim won't say that. He wants all the luck to be in Arsenal's corner. Speaking of unconventional team bonding, if you will, gentlemen, did you see that Paris Saint-Germain's football advisor, Luis Campos, has been visiting some of Paris's top nightclubs in an attempt to better understand his party-loving PSG superstars?
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's doing your research.
Nice work. In this one, nobody has any clothes on.
I might need to go back there, actually.
Further understanding.
Yeah, imagine what his expenses look like.
What he's claiming for that.
What's Mrs. Campos making of all this? Yeah. Is he going alone?
I think he's had to go.
Very diplomatically done, but not diplomatic enough, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I like the way he's just really had to commit to this bit. It's like it was a bad excuse when she found a couple of receipts in it. No, it's for work. While we're working.
I'm trying to understand what it's like to be Neymar. Yeah.
Help anyone?
Yeah.
Well, this one's only 24 hours.
Why is he with your sister so far?
Go visit your sister. You never see her. I was like, no, I'm not, but good, Vish, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Right, there we are.
Her birthday was last month.
Oh, my goodness. Peter, Brighton are hosting Newcastle United on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a slightly sterner test than what we got.
Yes, I was going to say it's the Battle of the Stripes, but it's not quite, is it? Because Newcastle will apparently have to wear a special one-off shirt against Brighton as all three of Newcastle's kits clashed with Brighton's home kit.
Yeah. No, it doesn't seem to be much consultation in the Premier League. So yeah, who's wearing this? Who's got their third kit doing this season?
So you're going to be wearing the one-off kit, aren't you? Which is available in the club shop.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
Lovely little touch, that.
Mm. Yeah, to be fair, it's quite a nice kit. Castore have got a terrible reputation for print finishing.
Yeah, right.
And nobody really rates them, but there's a nice kit.
Should be wearing the one you're wearing right now.
I guess so, yeah. Maybe.
Is it navy blue and claret?
Maroon hoops.
Hoops.
Maroon hoops.
They need the hoops back.
Mm.
You got the stripes, get the hoops as well. It served them well in the past. I mean, presumably if they win in this special one-off shirt, then that's a lucky shirt so they can save it for the bigger occasion.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, no, then you have to make another shirt, can't you?
Oh, constantly.
Retire the shirt.
Give them ideas, that'll be the future. Every game a slightly different design.
Let's be honest, all football clubs have got that idea and that will be coming one day soon. Bastards. Elsewhere in the Prem, West Ham head to Nottingham Forest on Sunday.
Yeah.
The City Ground will be
back
welcoming
in the Premier League.
Back in the big time. there's a lot of love for Nottingham Forest, especially from Pete Donaldson, from Luke Moore.
People just want Steve Cooper to look happy, because when he looks angry, his face goes red and he looks like a big boiled tooth.
No, that boiled tooth that's been in Coca-Cola. I want to see Frank Clark happy.
Yeah. Well, we saw him in the final, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Lovely to see. So, I just want to see Frank, who always looks dour, to have a little smile on his face.
What I would also...
Oh, yes.
I think those West Ham fans will be happy because they will be able to buy pints of beer not at their own stadium.
Yes. They are quite scandalously priced, aren't they? £7.30, Pete.
You will even never believe
what I paid for a pint down at that London stadium. Like that is outrageous.
Jim, outrageous.
Well, all the things that people from up north say.
Yeah.
And it's literally called the London Stadium.
Yeah, like, you've got to hand it to them.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we West fucking Am- did.
I mean, even if that's neck oil. Yeah.
No. You'd want something pretty swanky for that amount.
Yeah.
Scratch.
Absolutely. Apparently West Ham are looking to sue, or threatening to sue, the owners of the stadium if there's no cut to it, because it's meant to be based on the average of the prices of the other London teams, and it's like £2.11 more than Spurs, which I think is probably the next most expensive one. It's just absurd.
Is that absurd because is the word?
Yeah.
Is that because Spurs have their own like specific beer
brewery? Probably.
Deal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And like likewise with Arsenal. I wonder if there's a bit of that. But I might try that next time I go into a pub. But I think it's too. I'm going to sue you.
I'm going to sue you. It's very modern football, isn't it? Can you bring these prices down? Yeah. Sorry. Let's just sue our own stadium and then we'll see if we can.
Yes.
Yeah. Always up for a drink, but he will try and sue you afterwards.
Big time. Jesse Lingard will be facing West Ham again.
Yeah, his former club that he wasn't that bothered about. It turns out. Yeah,
he was a very good last week. Oh, yeah. He barely ever popped.
But he did he did the Hammers sign. He loves the club.
Hammers.
Ooh, I wonder if he won't celebrate.
Yeah, I can see that.
He'll start acting like a tree in a forest.
Yes. Lots of tricky trees. Well, yeah, we look forward to seeing football at the City Ground. Gentlemen, before we go to the game, we recently discussed, of course, some outstanding football results that happened in Sierra Leone. We talked about Gulf FC's 91 victory over Kokima Lebanon, which was also accompanied by Kahunla beating Lumbebu United 95-0 on the same day. You can understand why there were suspicions around that. Well, new developments suggest that Gulf FC could still be promoted to Sierra Leone's Premier Division. Now, all four sides involved in those two results were initially banned and investigated for match manipulation. Quite like the way that that's been phrased. However, last week the bans were lifted based on the findings from a disciplinary committee, which are yet to be made public. Now, the mind simply boggles. So the 91-1 result and the 95-0 matches that had previously been annulled were allowed to be replayed.
Okay.
So the results didn't stand.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not complete nonsense. There was a little bit. So what happened then? You think, you've beaten them 91-1. How's this going to work out? Well, Gulf FC, they won 3-1. Okay, so a little bit more traditional kind of football result.
They're having a bad day.
But what I like is Kokima Lebanon, they still got their one. So they've been fairly consistent throughout. So maybe that's...
It's not them.
Indeed. Whereas quite incredibly, Kahunla, who had beaten Lumbebu United 95-0, they ended up losing the replay 1-0.
What a turnaround.
I know, Jim. Well, it's incredible stuff from Lumbebu. They picked themselves up to win 1-0 against a side that thrashed them 95-0. I mean, it shows you that, you know, maybe a little defensive change.
Yeah.
Or just a picture of a heart and a brain.
Yeah.
Heart, brain, wallet. All dancing together. Whee.
Just in a circle.
Yes.
Well, this means that Gulf FC have now qualified for the Super 10 promotional playoffs. And as it stands, they will be allowed to take part, meaning they could yet be promoted.
And what a heartwarming story that will be.
Indeed. Right, everybody. It's, Peter, what is it? What is it time for?
It's time for a motherfucking game.
Dean Smith also says you're an encyclopedia of football.
A what?
An encyclopedia of football.
I don't know what that means.
Welcome to Jack's Encyclopedia. The rules are very simple. It's effectively a game of categories. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all a category, and all you have to do is give me an answer that fits into that category. Ooh. For example, if I said position on a football pitch, your answers would be left wing, centre-back, striker, etc. It's not going to be that easy, but it'll be a little bit more difficult. Right. You will keep going around giving answers, and if you can no longer give a correct answer, you will be out of here!
Physically leave.
Yeah, you're not allowed to come back. Or if I think you're taking too long, I will play a delicious countdown clip of Gary Neville's orgasm. It's about 8 seconds from where it starts to when he... Jesus. To give me a correct answer. Of course, there can be no repetition of a previous answer either. And the last person standing then gets the point. There will be three rounds. And I have a tiebreaker question in case you are all drawing at the end. Are you understanding of this premise?
Yes.
All right, then. Let's go. Category one. Teams that have been relegated from the Premier League. Let's start with you, Vish.
Oldham Athletic.
Oldham Athletic is correct.
Barnsley.
Barnsley is correct.
Swindon Town.
Swindon Town. Oh, lovely.
Watford.
Yes.
Sheffield Wednesday. Set you up there, yes. Jim. Manchester City.
Yes.
Leicester City.
Sheffield United.
Newcastle United.
Ooh.
Burnley.
Fulham.
Bournemouth.
Oh, it's stressful.
Bradford City.
It's getting stressful, isn't it?
Hull City. Reading.
Swindon Town. Oh, I've said that.
Oh, run.
Fucking hell,
oh,
shit.
Dear, you fucked it. You've absolutely fucked it. Vish. Unfortunately.
I'd already written it. Why did I say it?
You are out, right.
Lost my brain.
It goes on with Marcus and Jim, I believe.
Me, mm. Yeah.
All right, then.
Portsmouth. Southampton. Norwich. Coventry City. Ipswich. Nottingham Forest. Birmingham City. QPR.
Oh, this is good.
Sunderland.
This is good stuff.
Crystal Palace. West Ham United. Middlesbrough.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Blackpool.
Ooh.
I think you're out, mate. I think you're out there.
No.
It was 8 seconds before the did, and you said it over the did. I'm really sorry, Marcus Speller. No, I'm really sorry you were out. I'm really sorry.
Oh, but that's a great shame.
Well in, Jimbo.
Well in, Jimbo. Winner of round one.
Okay.
All right.
Get your emails in. Controversial straight away. That's what we want.
It's good stuff. All right, category two. You're back in, Vish. Players that have scored in a Champions League final. Please begin, Vish.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Teddy Sheringham. Kai Havertz. Nice.
Sadio Mane.
Filippo Inzaghi. Gareth Bale.
Hernan Crespo.
Karim Benzema. Zinedine Zidane.
Lars Ricken.
Ricken?
How do you pronounce it?
Oh, I like it. Alessandro Del Piero. Sol Campbell.
Oh.
Didier Drogba.
Samuel Eto'o. Lionel Messi.
Thomas Muller.
David Villa. Giuliano Belletti.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You wouldn't forget that one.
Nope.
Wayne Rooney.
Steve McManaman. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mario Basler.
Frank Lampard. Steven Gerrard.
Vladimir Smica.
Well, I'll have Xabi Alonso then. Dirk Kuyt.
How are you remembering all of these? Vish.
Diego Milito.
Paolo Maldini.
Pedro.
Deco.
Yari Litmanen.
Oh, I'm going to be completely
standing
honest.
Very
Marcus, that's
stressed.
Who I was going to go for.
Oh, yeah. No!
Yeah.
All right.
Clarence Seedorf.
Oh, unlucky, Jim.
We went fucking ages.
Really that was far. Really beautifully done, everybody. But you're back in, Vish. Come on.
Patrick Kluivert.
Ignore that. yes, correct.
Raul.
Divock Origi.
Ooh,
nice stuff. Even I know that one.
Fabrizio Ravanelli.
Giovanni Elbert.
Unlucky. So Marcus heads up this particular round as we move into the third and final round.
That was fairly epic.
That was fantastic. Yeah. It was very tense.
Yeah.
We all jumped around from all different eras, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're triggered by someone saying a name from that era.
Yeah, exactly. And you remember the game.
And the slower I get with the buttons, the more time you've got. Okay, so. All right, then. Third round, final round. Let's make it a good one, people. Players that have scored for England under Gareth Southgate.
Oh. I want to just give it to Marcus then.
Start it to you. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
start
with you, Bishop. That's all right. More, haven't I, in these last 4 or 5 years?
I'll just start with Harry Kane.
All right, then.
Raheem Sterling. Jesse Lingard.
Luke Shaw.
James Ward-Prowse.
Harry Maguire.
It doesn't everybody, I guess.
Marcus Rashford.
Jadon Sancho.
Jordan Henderson.
Mason Mount.
Dele Alli.
Kieran Trippier.
Oh, Connor Cody.
John Stones.
Callum Wilson.
Ooh. You should have saved that one. You should have saved that one, Vish.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
It's Torres.
You nearly had that. You nearly had a bit of that. Correct.
Oh, I was shaking my head. Yeah. I thought you maybe.
You know England.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Bukayo Saka.
Go on, Vish.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the
Michael Keane.
Oh, just.
Very nice.
Ollie Watkins.
Emile Smith Rowe.
Who are the other strikers? Come into my brain. Jude Bellingham.
It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Oh, unlucky Vish, unlucky Vish. The game moves on to just two, and it's Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell. And I guess Marcus is the owner who can technically win.
Oh, no, Jim can, because he won.
Oh, did he win the first one?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he won
right.
the first.
He won the first one. He stole it from you. All right, neck and neck then. So this is for the spoils.
Jack Grealish. I think he got one, didn't he?
He did.
Against Andorra, was it?
Mm.
Well done, Marcus. Oof. It's getting tight now.
Declan Rice?
He certainly did.
Fair play. I was worried about you there for a second.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League.
Callum Hudson-Odoi. I don't think he's definitely played. I'm not confident.
He didn't score for England under Gareth Southgate. Jim Campbell wins.
Yes. Well done, Jimmy.
Jim Campbell wins. Flawless victory.
Epic.
Well done. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remembering where the alphabet goes.
That's the closest sensation I think I'll ever get to being in a spelling bee.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah, blimey, definitely.
Blimey. Well, what an introduction to Jack's encyclopedia.
Yeah.
How about that? Pete Donaldson on the buttons there, earning his money.
Yeah, so sweaty.
Why did you agree to be the quiz master on this?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I gave them 8 games before the season and they've not wanted to use any of them, production team. One of them was Can I Peep? And it was basically...
We had to go down to Soho for
if
that.
If you had two short players on each other's shoulders, could you look into the Football Ramble studio? And weirdly, they didn't go for that.
Well,
Can I peep?
Ahead of your time. Thank you very much.
I like this one. It was fun.
It was good. It was very, very good. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. It's Friday. I've got the keys. The door is open. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Yay. Well done, Jim Campbell.
Thank you.
Well done, Pete Donaldson.
This is a jolly football, everyone.
Well done, Matush and Antaraja.
What he said.
Mine's a pint, says Vish. Yeah. All the time for a drink.
If you're not paying 40 quid for two of them, it's not worth it.
Have fun, everybody. See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.